Why are aliens interested in us? I am not sure about the exact number of UFO sightings, but I have to say this about it: not only does it seem far more are being seen, but also in the last few years other types of UFOs are being noticed, such as the orange flame UFOs. The shape-shifting UFOs also seem to be turning up a lot more, along with transparent ones. Could it be the Earth has become a popular tourist destination for extraterrestrials? I know this sounds crazy, but so does all the sightings being reported and the moves being made by the government to investigate UFOs, which they call UAPs. We seem to have had UFO sightings throughout history, but once we began to fly, they seemed to have increased, and after we began to go into space, they seemed to have increased even more, and they began to interfere with some of our launches. They can be seen in many different videos doing this or just showing up in a rocket launch. Some believe it was the dawn of the nuclear age which began to attract more of them. There is no denying they seem to be very interested in nuclear sites and have even sent beams of unknown light onto these sites for reasons unknown. Could it be there is another step to nuclear weapons which would make them far more powerful, and the extraterrestrials were examining our nukes to see if we had reached that stage yet? If this is true, would it mean that stage would be the final stage for us before we used them in a war and destroyed ourselves? This is a harsh thought, but one never knows. We may have just been lucky no nuclear bombs were dropped after World War II. The problem is the proliferation of nuclear weapons in reality is very hard to stop. It also seems some nations which have them are not willing to try and stop it, and some are even helping others to acquire nuclear weapons. If extraterrestrials are not here for tourism or are studying humans as a cultural project, why would they come here? Well, for one thing, it seems we have been begging them to. We keep trying to contact them, and who is to say we haven't succeeded? Some might say this is impossible because our technology doesn't allow any signals to travel faster than light, and our missions by rocket are even far slower. These people seem to forget if a spaceship can get here from an extraterrestrial's civilization, it certainly could have been in an area where it intercepted our signals, and it might have only taken one alien race to spread the word. One of the things which I have a hard time understanding are the UFOs which sometimes seem to play chicken with our aircraft. There have been several cases where extraterrestrial craft have headed straight for a plane at a very fast speed and veered off only at the last second. At least one craft I know about hit the nose of a commercial airliner, and when it landed it had a large dent in the nose. The plane and passengers were lucky to have survived. Are these maneuvers just some sort of play, or are they a test? Perhaps the extraterrestrials want to see the abilities of some of our planes to be able to get out of the way for some reason. When I think about the reasons extraterrestrials might come here, there are a couple of reasons that come to mind. It could be intelligent life in the universe is much rarer than we suspect, so they come here to study us. It could also be because most intelligent races land up destroying themselves because they can't handle the new technology they develop. This reason is a popular idea from some. They believe there is a sort of plateau all intelligent races go through, and most races never make it past that plateau. Another reason might be because we are the perfect race to perform medical experiments on for some reason. Maybe we are similar enough biologically to at least some extraterrestrials that those races would get some useful information by the results. Beings don't have to look the same to be biologically similar. One idea is the extraterrestrials have found we are good at copying complex technology and are slowly putting some of their own into our society for reasons unknown. While the reasons are unknown, it doesn't mean guesses about the reasons can't be made. One guess is they are trying to bring us up to a certain level so we can become a member of an organization of confederated planets, an organization somewhat like the United Nations. There are plenty of people who think some of our inventions come from aliens. The problem with this is the inventions they mention usually have a trail of development which stretches back in time, and some even go back to an idea hundreds of years old. To this they reply, the original idea was put into the mind of a human, as are many of our ideas for inventions. They say the extraterrestrials are masters of mind control, and to prove this they talk about how they can paralyze humans with their minds before they abduct them. There are also those who think the ultimate goal of the extraterrestrials is to take over our planet and maybe destroy us. I have always said they could do this any time from space, and there isn't a thing we could do about it. There are others though who claim we have tremendous space travel and defense abilities which have been kept secret, and we can prevent this kind of action by aliens. Then there is the more gruesome goal of raising us for food. There are those who think this could be true. I don't believe that, but I do believe some extraterrestrials could care less about how much we suffer during their examinations or if we happen to die during an abduction. There are just so many unanswered questions regarding UFOs and extraterrestrials. I believe from what I have noticed over the years and decades, there are now many different races coming to our world. They don't all agree on why they are here or find us interesting. Some are friendly, some not so friendly, and others indifferent. It is sort of how nations on Earth feel about other nations. The only difference may be some of the extraterrestrials may be so different from us, we may not be able to understand their motives for being here.